الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى الحمد لله على نعمه الحمد لله الذي أحيانا وإليه المصير. I bear witness there's no deity save Allah and that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger and his mercy to all mankind. We pray to him to shower his mercy and his blessings upon all the prophets and upon Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon all of them. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah my khutbah will be about what is the purpose of our existence? What is the purpose of our life? And this is a question that has puzzled and consumed the human mind from the dawn of time and will keep on doing it until we meet our Creator. Fortunately for us, as one of the bright scholars of Islam, Al-Asfahani, which few centuries ago, he was the first one, I believe, to articulate that the Quran guides us to three layers or three categories that enter our purpose. He said, the first one is al-ibadah, is to worship Allah. The second one, al-khilafah, to be vicegerent of Allah. And he said the third one is al-imara, which is to build and to develop the earth. So inshallah, I will expound and elaborate on each one. And I am sure each one deserves more than 10 or 7 or 8, 10 minutes, whatever time I will give it. Each one can take conferences to really flush things out. These are how important these three categories. So I'll start with the first one. We find that in chapter 51, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the invisible, the one that concealed from our senses, and the human being, except for one purpose. لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship God Almighty. And this concept, or this purpose, has, brothers and sisters, about three layers to it. Sheikh Muhammad Asad is, in my humble opinion, one of those people who reflected in my mind accurately, and few and others as well, that the first layer is ma'rifatillah. The first layer is that to know who you are worshipping, to know God. And to know God in our contemporary time, it has to be the to know God through the Quranic approach. It is not to know God the way we have inherited God from our parents. I know we have a lot of young people here. And I know as a father of three, and I want my people, I want my kids to follow me. I want them to believe in God and one God and the way I believe in it, in Him. But this is not the Quranic approach. قالوا هذا ما وجدنا عليه أباؤنا. We follow and we adhere to the religion of our parents and forefathers. And the Quran corrects. This is not, even if they were wrong. So you have to be the judge. So ma'rifatillah in our contemporary time is essential. And I'm going to share with you a story of a philosopher that I believe it can help us understand this aspect. There's a philosopher, his name is Anthony Flew. All those who are interested, please research him. He's an English philosopher. He spent, I will not go through the details, but he spent almost 5 decades of his life advocating atheism. God does not exist. And he claimed that he will follow reason and logic wherever he'll find it. So he debated for 50 years and he wrote books after books using logic and reason that God does not exist. Until about 2004-2005, where following reason, following logic, he reached a point where now the science has provided us with so many arguments about intelligent design. That means this universe, it is so complex, yet so in harmony, and all the elements are so well measured, and so on and so forth. And the science of today are saying is there's someone behind this idea, this creation. There's an intelligent design, so there is an intelligent mind behind it. So he reached, after 50 some years, using God's gift to him, he reached that, yes, there is an intelligent, this is an intelligent creation, therefore there's an intelligent designer, and they call him God, so I accept that there is a creator. After, just imagine, 50 years. And when they asked him, he said that what made it for him was the DNA. He said there is about 10 billion atoms, and that great in number, for it to work, to synchronize, and to work in harmony, and to work together, and to produce the protein, thus life, it can't be a chance. To him, as he said, that it's impossible for his logic, for his mind, with that many 10 billion atoms, for it to synchronize and to work together and to produce life just out of a chance. He said that's impossible. So, this is an example of how the human mind, when it follows the creation, reflect on the creation. That's plenty nowadays that ultimately, and he's not the first one, there are plenty of others, but I wanted to use him as an example. However, brothers and sisters, so ma'rifat Allah, to worship Allah, this is the first layer. The second layer, the human mind can take you like Anthony Flew. He reached a point where he understood there's a creator. Why? Because of all the science that and all the physics and the mathematics, everything that is able to understand and research and find what we talked about. However, you reach to the point where now, yes, there's a creator, but how do you know about the creator? Science cannot help. This is where the ceiling of the science. What helps is the revelation. This is where al-wahy comes to place, and this is where I don't need the Quran to discover that there is a God, as he did. He didn't need the Quran, but to know about the creator, you do need the Quran, and I claim, of course I am biased, but I claim the Quran is the best source to really understand and to learn about who you are worshipping. Who is that creator? So of course, I don't go through that, but here, ma'rifatillah now, first is the logic and the science and the reason, then you go to the Quran, in our case, where the Quran tells you more about who you are worshipping, al-asma al-husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't go through them, and we know surah al-ikhlas, qul huwallahu ahad, God is one, nothing unto like him, and he is the source of everything, and so on and so forth. So this will be the second layer, brother and sister. This is part of ibadah. The third one is al-ibadat. A lot of times when we were young, we are taught li'abudun, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that I pray and I fast. Yes, but there is a stairs, there is a structure, there is a layer. You really need, before I stand before God or I fast for God, because he doesn't need it. It's for me to elevate me from this world. I need to know who I am connecting with. So al-ibadah, brothers and sisters, it is in this spectrum where to recognize and to reflect on the creation, thus realizing, like Anthony Flew did, that there's a creator. Number two is to link to the Quran, because only through an authentic revelation can help us understand who we are worshipping. Last but not least, how do we connect? How do we connect with that creator? This is the first aspect of al-ibadah. So our purpose, exactly, brother and sister, is like this. And inshallah, in the future, we can really take this topic and flush it out and give a khutbah about it. So that's it, the first one, which is لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to worship Allah. The second one is Al-Khilafah. We all quite familiar with the story of Adam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angel, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. So I'm going to put a vicegerent on this earth. Now, of course, when we look at linguistically, Al-Khalifa is someone that you inherit. You inherit someone, you are Khalifa, as Abu Bakr said, I am Khalifatu Rasulillah. I have inherited the power of Rasulullah and the responsibility. And of course, the mind of Iman, we understand that we are not inheriting Allah, astaghfirullah. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He tells us, إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا, that Allah inherits the earth and all that is on it. This is not the Quranic approach. This is not the Quranic definition of vicegerent, al-Khalifa. How do we get that? It's very simple, brothers and sisters. There's a simple verse. It is chapter 57, verse 7. وَأَنْفِقُ مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend upon which that you are responsible of. You are a trustee of. Here the Quran is talking about money. Allah is telling us that yes, you are a trustee. You are a trustee of that money that you have. No, your wealth or mine is mine. It's mine temporarily. Ultimately, I am leaving. So Allah is saying is, you are a trustee of that money for a period of time. In other words, is that help us to expand the Quranic approach of Al-Khilafah, that we are trustee of this earth. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I am putting a trustee on this earth. This is what vicegerent means. And vicegerent means that you are someone had delegated power to you, but there is a power that had delegated you with this responsibility, and for us it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have been delegated the responsibility of this earth. It is not the animal's responsibility, it's not the environment, it's not the angels, it is our responsibility. In Ja'fal Ardi Khalifa, which is talking about Adam and his progeny, which is us. So the second category of our existence is to care for this earth. Now, so again, the Khilafah here, it has two layers. One of it is, I understand my role. So I exist on this earth, and each one of us is responsible for a space. I'm not responsible for the whole earth, right? So I'm responsible for my house, I'm responsible for a part of this mosque, I'm responsible of an aspect that Allah, each one of us know what I am responsible, or you, or each one of us responsible for. So I'm responsible of space on this earth. Now, in chapter 38, verse 26, we see something that is an eye-opener that is within the Khilafah. يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى, and so on. Allah is telling, oh David, we did indeed make thee a vicegerent on earth, so judge between people in truth and in justice. Al-haq here means justice. So here now the Quran is expanding the responsibility of the Khilafah with Dawood. Allah is saying, is telling Dawood, is yes, you are responsible. It happened that he's a king, and that space, it's white space, it is your kingdom, you are responsible for it. But the Quran here is adding another important layer. You are responsible not according to your whims and your desire and to your own thinking. No, it's according to the guidance and to the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that carry on that responsibility with what? Because you're Khalifa of Allah, you are in charge and you are trustee according to justice. So here the Quran now is saying, is you're a Khalifa, we are Khalifa of Allah. We are responsible of the space, but we are responsible of His space. We are trustee of His space according to His guidance, not according to our guidance. So I can't just go on my own. No, Allah is telling Dawood, no, you go and responsible for the space, but make sure that you don't lose our justice. So when we look at the Quran, anytime the Quran says, Inna Allah ya'mur, ya'mur, there is Allah enjoins upon you something, realize that it is talking to each one of us as Khalifa of Allah. Allah is telling me these are the principles and the values that you should adhere to. So for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan, He's talking to us. We are the vicegerent of Allah. We are the Khalifa of Allah, or al-Khulafa. We are those trustees, each one with his own space. And Allah is saying this, yes, but uphold. You are the Khalifa. You are responsible, but you should be responsible by carrying out justice and al-ihsan, goodness. And ihsan is excellence and beauty, for example. So here now we understand that I am a Khalifa of Allah, I am the vicegerent of Allah, I have a responsibility to care for this earth according to my authority and my space that Allah has chosen for me. But not due to my whims and desire, or to the pressure of the society, or because of this power or that power, no. According to the owner, the one, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I should be carry on my responsibility with justice, with goodness, with excellence and beauty, with peace, with equality, with freedom, all these universal values that we know them quite well, and these are the Quranic values. So brothers and sisters, now you see the Khalifa, I am a vicegerent, we hear that a lot, but we should not lose sight that I'm Khalifa of Allah, but that is not enough. To complete my purpose, to be a Khalifa, I am responsible that I should act according to certain values. And I wish our president really imbibe this great message of Islam, because unless you are founded on good values, your acts will be wrong. When you are, like as a vicegerent here, when you are founded on good values of equality, so you don't see people of color as inferior as our president has done recently. It does not jive. But the problem is, if you don't have this knowledge, this awareness of your responsibility as vicegerent, as you are responsible, whatever the capacity that you are, and you have not realized these important values, then whatever comes after will be corrupted. So this is the second part, brothers and sisters, which is as a vicegerent. So far two, to worship Allah and to know Him, so we know who we are connecting and worshiping. Number two is we are responsible for our space, but not according to our whims, but according to these values of the Quran and of Islam. Last but not least, which would be al-imara, huwa anshaakum fiha wa istamarakum, huwa anshaakum min al-ardi wa istamarakum fiha. We have created from earth, and we have been given the responsibility. What? Istamarakum fiha, that it is our responsibility, as the Arabic language now comes handy, to build it. Ammar al-shay is to build it, to add to it, to develop it, to make it better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create garden or the backyard of your house, but He gave you the elements, and then you go ahead and you create a garden, you create a beauty in your backyard or on your front yard. This is part of the imara. Allah did not give us the house, did not give us the electricity. He gave us the elements that we can go ahead and build this. So al-imara, brothers and sisters, in a summary, it is our contribution to the space, but according to the values that we talked about. Because if we don't have the values, of al-adl and the justice and wisdom and beauty and excellence and equality, all these great values, then as I said, when you are about to carry on, it is easy to violate the rights of others. It is easy to corrupt. Why? Because the inside, you lack it. You lack the guiding light that should shape our actions. Al-imara is action. But without al-khilafah, without being a vizier and understanding these values, then the imara fell short. And al-imara, I wanted to really expound on it also on two layers. I believe they are, in my humble opinion, I believe it's very important. When we look at the Quran, brothers and sisters, and the Quran talks so much about سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ, had made things subservient to you. So for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how the big ships float in the sea, كَالْأَعْلَامِ, they stand tall and you can see them, they're huge. Part of the imara, for me, I need to learn how to build the ship, right? So I have to understand physics, and essentially mechanics, I have to understand mathematics, I have to understand material, chemistry, all these things. I have to understand them. But before I understand them, I have to discover them. So part of the imara that I discover the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created on earth. Our ancestor got that, and the first 300, 400 years, Muslims understood the imara cannot transpire or take place without discovering the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, that He made it subservient to us. We can discover it, we can research and verify and measure and do all these things. This is part of the imara. The other aspect of the imara, Ibn Khaldun was brilliant in discovering that as the material life has laws and mathematics and physics that you have to discover, so you can create electricity and you can create these ships and all this marvelous thing that we know nowadays, and the technology will get us nowadays. He also came and said, there is also a doctrine to the rise and the demise of human civilizations that ought to be discovered. And the Quran talked about them as sunan. So when we talk about the imara, for us the Muslims, whatever role we are, whatever position that you are, be aware that you are here. Part of the purpose is to contribute something, add something to this world that we live in. And I'll leave you with this thought, that the Prophet ﷺ said, if you know that you are departing this universe, this world, you're about to die, and you have a minute, go ahead and plant something, leave something positive on this earth. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله ولكم ادعو الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي كتب على نفسه الرحمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in my first khutbah, I want to summarize it. Our purpose of existence, according to the Quran, it's on three folds or three categories. Number one is to worship Allah the way you heard. Number two is to be vicegerent of Allah according to the principles of God Almighty. Number three is to be that positive contributor to this world. However, I look today, I know it's a summer and we see a lot of young people. And please excuse me, I'll just take 2 minutes to address our young generation. I really hope I made my case to you today. Probably was a bit too many things. But if you are to walk out today, all I want you to realize, Islam wants you to be good and the best who you can be. But that's not enough. Remember, each one of you has something to add to the world that you are in. If you are an athlete, or you, whatever you want to be, whatever you want to be, think, what can you add something different? Something nobody else has done before you. and trust you and me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are connected to Him, al-ibadah, Allah will open your horizons. You will reach potentials you never thought, nor your parents have thought that you will ever do. This is the beauty of that relationship with God Almighty. But realize how important you are, not to us, but who you are according to who created you. You are an important, significant, valuable, great mind to your surrounding. Seize it. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise, and reach that level so when you meet your Creator, you realize that you have fulfilled that purpose. You have done your best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts, strengthen our faith, and to make us among those who understand our purpose in life, to make us among those who fulfill our purpose in life, and to make us among those who are the best people in this life. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ.